AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Final Four is now the Final Two. Wisconsin became a giant killer last night when the Badgers beat the Kentucky Wildcats 74-61. That advances them to the NCAA Championship Monday night against the Duke Blue Devils. Kentucky forward Willie Cauley-Stein says the weight of trying to complete an unbeaten season did not affect the Cats.
I don't think it weighed in on us, the 40-0 height. If that was the case, it would have happened. And we were lost a long time ago.
Wisconsin forward Nigel Hayes says the Badgers weren't motivated to win by ending Kentucky's unbeaten season.
It was not the mindset to try and end their streak. The fact that we wanted to win a national championship and they were the team that we had to play, inevitably we would have to end that streak if we wanted to reach our goal. So the fact that we were able to do that against a great team was definitely secondary, but we'll take it.
Duke forward Justice Winslow credits defense with the Blue Devils' big win over Michigan State.
The offensive end took care of itself, but like we always say, it's the defense end. And when we play with a lot of energy and, you know, really compete on that end of the floor, then, you know, the game just comes so much easier for us.
Michigan State guard Denzel Valentine with 22 points and 11 rebounds says Duke adjusted its defense after he hit his first three-point attempts.
I got hot and they started denying a little bit and, you know, started forcing us to take, you know, bad shots, and next thing you know, they had a lead.
Duke beat Michigan 81-61. The Columbia Graduate School of Journalism is going to explain Sunday online how Rolling Stone got a story wrong about a gang rape at the University of Virginia. Despite its flaws, the article heightened scrutiny of campus sexual assaults and prompted fraternities to ban kegs, hire security workers, and keep at least three frat members sober at each event. This is AP Radio News. A founding member of the Southern hard rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd has died in a crash.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Former drummer Robert Burns Jr. died late Friday after his vehicle went off a road near Cartersville, Georgia. The 64-year-old Burns was killed in the wreck. Burns was one of five musicians who founded Lynyrd Skynyrd in Jacksonville, Florida, and was part of the group as it recorded Freebird. And Give Me Three Steps. He left the band in 1974. In 77, a plane crash killed three band members, including founder Ronnie Van Zant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
33 people were killed, 8 others hurt in 2 separate road accidents in 2 Chinese provinces. 21 of those killed were killed when their bus plunged into a ravine. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.